News Time. It's 5 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Joe Biden led a remembrance Tuesday of one of the nation's darkest and long-suppressed moments of racial violence, marking the 100th anniversary of the destruction of a thriving black community in Tulsa.
And that hate became embedded systematically and systemically in our laws and our culture. We do ourselves no favors by pretending none of this ever happened or it doesn't impact us today, because it does still impact us today. We can't just choose to learn what we want to know.
Biden helped commemorate the deaths of hundreds of black people killed by a white mob a century ago. Mr. Biden is the first president to participate in remembrances of the destruction of what was known as Black Wall Street. The Department of Defense is engaged in a war of words with Senator Ted Cruz over its latest recruitment ads. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is taking issue with Cruz's portrayal of recent military ads, in which the DOD features recruits who tell stories about their struggles with things like gender identity and sexual equality. Senator Cruz responded with a tweet writing, quote, "Perhaps a woke, emasculated military is not the best idea." In a Memorial Day interview, Secretary Austin said of the U.S. military, quote, "It is not too soft. It will never be too soft." Bob Agnew reporting.
The Memorial Day holiday weekend has produced the two busiest days for U.S. air travel since early March 2020. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration says about 1.96 million people passed through U.S. airport security checkpoints on Friday, and 1.90 million did so on Monday. Tuesday was also expected to be busy as travelers returned home after the Memorial Day weekend. Analysts expect travel to continue rising slowly now. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 45 points. The Nasdaq dropped 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
OPEC has upped its crude production levels as economies recover, but pandemic concerns remain.
Energy ministers from the oil cartel and allied producing countries have decided during an online meeting to increase the 2.1 million barrels of crude per day output. OPEC made deep cuts last year and is restoring them bit by bit. The move balances fears that continuing COVID-19 outbreaks in some countries, such as India, a major oil consumer, will sap demand from recovering economies around the globe and weigh on prices. I'm Charles Diledesma.
The owner of a fire-damaged Japanese factory supplying many of the auto industry's computer chips says it's producing about 88% of what it was making before the March blaze. Renesas Electronics says replacements for fire-damaged equipment arrived on May 27th and should be running in mid-June. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. The governor in Jacksonville to sign the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. It prohibits transgender athletes who were born as males from competing against females. Before signing the bill, Governor DeSantis.
The bill that we're doing today will ensure fairness for women athletes for years to come in the state of Florida. It says that athletic teams or sports that are designated for females are open to females. And we're going to go based off biology, not based off ideology, when we're doing sports.
JSO looking for a burglary suspect accused of stealing several items from vehicles. That includes credit cards that he would use at local businesses. And the city of Jacksonville announcing six locations where fireworks will be displayed around the city on July 4th. That's jacksonville.radionews.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look. Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The radicalized left, which is the Democrat Party, tried to, quote, kill the king twice and failed.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a crash on the East Beltway on 295 northbound at Beach Boulevard. Also, there's a multi-vehicle crash on I-95 northbound between University Boulevard and Emerson Street. And there's another accident on the West Beltway 295 southbound before Blanding Boulevard. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers. High 87.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Simple Marine, I want to know why what happened in Myanmar can't happen here.
You know... No reason. I mean, it should happen. No reason. But that's right.
Mike. Welcome back, dear friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is the third hour of America First on the Salem Radio Network. I don't know where Myanmar is. I do know where Myanmar is. And I do know that military coups are generally not a good thing. Why did you go there? General Flynn, you're a great American patriot. You've served this nation with distinction. You are politically targeted by the Obama holdovers. And then you go to an event where you said, well, we should have a military coup in America. Not in the America I decided to become a national of, a naturalized citizen. Let's talk about the ramifications, the after effects of the elections in November with a name we trust implicitly. She is the... Are you a chairperson?
I would say chairwoman.
Yes, because, better.
Yes, because person, we can actually assume my gender because biology matters. So.
Yes, don't be a science denier, okay? Yes. Men are men, women are women, okay? With the odd exception on the perimeters that we don't change the whole vocabulary of a civilization. For Jenna Ellis, former attorney to the President of the United States, chairwoman of the Election Integrity Alliance, of which I am a member as well. Jenna, there's been a dust up on social media over the weekend. We have to address it head on. You and I come at this issue of the elections in November from the same position, I think. Let me put my cards on the table. I don't need lots of audits. I don't need forensic evidence by the bucket load. All I need to know is that in the four key battleground states, President Trump was winning before they stopped counting the votes. Then the GOP poll watchers were escorted out of the building. And magically, a few hours later, when the voting started up again, those leads were somehow lost. And on top of that, we have governors across the nation who have arrogated to themselves the constitutional duties of the state legislatures and changed election law unconstitutionally. As such, the last election was fatally flawed, whatever the audits give us in minutiae. Is that you're the lawyer, you're the constitutional law professor. Have I missed any big pieces out?
Not at all. And the two words that I repeatedly said to the state legislatures were irredeemably compromised.
Yes.
And what that means is that they didn't need any more information than what they already had in the short weeks in the aftermath of November 3rd to recognize that the elections were irredeemably compromised, and as such, their obligation, their duty, their responsibility under the U.S. Constitution, their plenary authority, meaning exclusive, absolute, sole
Not permission from the governor or the state secretary.
Their sole textual responsibility and obligation and power from the text of the U.S. Constitution is to the state legislatures to select the manner of the delegates to the Electoral College. The Republican-led state legislatures refused to do anything about it. They allowed those certifications that were false, that were based on irredeemably compromised vote tallies, they allowed those certifications to be presented to Congress. So the delegates, when the delegates met and they voted and Congress certified that vote, that was a legitimate constitutional process.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Joe Biden is now the president.
You can't unscramble the eggs.
No, you can't. And so what people have to recognize is that we had a very short window to have the state legislatures reclaim their authority under the Constitution.
After the safe harbor.
After the safe harbor date and even right after November 3rd and say, wait a second, we are now, as the state legislature, going to determine which slate of delegates are sent. Which, by the way, up until 1824 in America's history, the popular vote didn't even matter.
No.
It was always under the original constitutional
system.
Yes, under the original system, the state legislatures would simply select the Electoral College delegates. So for everybody saying this is all about disenfranchisement, no, you don't know your American history. You don't know constitutional law.
So we have to address head on what a lot of people who voted for your boss, my old boss, Donald Trump, are saying. There's a plan. QAnon is dead. Q is completely discredited. But there are still people saying there's a plan and he can come back to be president before 2024. I have almost utter certitude, 95%, that he's going to run in 2024. And given the last 4 months, I don't mean to laugh. I think it'll be a shoo-in. He'll walk back into the White House if we do our job when it comes to election integrity. But to those who are saying he can be president now, that he can come back and he can take over the last 3.5 years of Biden's term, there's no process. There's no entity. It's not the Supreme Court. It's not a magic electoral. There is no functional scenario under which that happens, is there, Jenna?
Correct. And it is very unfortunate. And I have to preface this by saying I understand the utter frustration and the injustice of it all. And I am just as mad as everyone else. But what we have to understand is that we are a nation of rules, and our supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution. And because the Constitution provides that the Electoral College is our mechanism of selecting the president, the Electoral College voted, that was certified legitimately. So when you have a sitting president, and his name right now is Joe Biden, then the only way to remove a sitting president is through the impeachment and conviction process. And even if that happened to Joe Biden, which we know politically it won't, even if, in hypothetical theory land, that happened, the line of succession then under the 25th Amendment would trigger. And so there's no scenario by which you take an outside person
and just put someone else in.
And the reason for that, let's think about that practically speaking. If we are conservatives and Americans and we want to make sure that we have consistency in our rule of law, we should appreciate that. And it sucks for us right now. And it's terrible because we all wish that President Trump would come back. But there's no mechanism so that you don't get a usurper.
So here, let me put it again in layman's terms. There's no constitutional way to undo what was done last year. And the idea that conservatives want to use unconstitutional means to reassert the Constitution is asinine.
Well, and I've seen so many people on social media who blew up at me over the weekend saying, well, you're just an ever-Trumper, you're a deep stater, you're blah, 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 blah.
And they have no idea who you are.
They have no idea, and they're just so frustrated, and they're wanting to use all these options. I've seen so many people say, well, the Democrats don't abide by the Constitution, why should we? Well, why should we? Because we're Americans,
right,
and we actually are trying to preserve and protect this country that the Democrats are tearing down. And so we have to enforce the rules, not disregard them just because the Democrats cheated. And that's why we have to look at the election integrity measures that we can influence more. We have to make sure to put back in reasonable safeguards, make sure this never happens again. And it's not as simple as unwinding what happened in 2020. No, the military doesn't have an option. No, there isn't any other unconstitutional mechanism that we should be advocating for. Everyone is so focused on November 2020 that they are literally saying they're going to sit out future elections. That's exactly what some of the people who are focused on the conspiracy theory land are trying to advocate for. So we just hand it to the Democrats on a silver platter. Right. That is not the answer.
Whether it's QAnon, whether it's saying you don't vote, you're actually doing the left's work for them. Don't give in to what somebody has called the hopium. It's opium hope. It's hopium. Don't do it. Live in the real world and let's make sure that we win. Jenna, to those who say, but he's not the president, he's illegitimate. Sadly, after the Electoral College meets, our Constitution is very clear. He who has the requisite number of Electoral College votes, whether or not the process that got to that point was, what did you say, compromised?
Irredeemably compromised.
It doesn't matter. He becomes the president once he's sworn in.
Right. And so 3 USC 5, which is the Electoral Count Act, says that that the certifications that have the appearance of the certifications. And so when Vice President Pence said, okay, this purports to be, and he used those words from the Senate floor, this purports to be a certification, no objections. There were some objections, not enough. And then they counted them. That is our process. So Biden, yes, he was installed. Everything was fraudulent. Up until the point that the Electoral College met and voted, that is legitimate, unfortunately.
You don't have to like it. You don't have to be happy about it, but it is a fact. Now the question is, what do we do? She has a plan. She's Jenna Ellis. Follow her, Jenna Ellis ESQ on Twitter, Jenna Ellis Esquire on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Live streaming on Rumble, on Facebook. Don't forget our website, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Sebastian Gorka here. The Biden-Harris administration is governing through an unprecedented number of executive orders. We have a good idea of what their agenda means for the country and for your finances. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. There's even talk of a digital wallet currency and a so-called Great Reset. With massive new spending programs, the Fed is printing money even faster than before. This will likely cause the dollar to fall and gold prices to rise. That's why it's never been more important to own physical gold and silver, and the dealer I trust to do business with is veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. The experts at Midas Gold can even help you convert a portion of your IRA into physical gold and silver to stabilize your portfolio against the coming storm. Call Midas Gold Group for their guide to owning bullion and coins today. 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653 or MidasGoldGroup.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started a Balance of Nature, after a few weeks to a month, I noticed some difference in it. I used to get allergies during the spring and summer months, but they have been hardly anything since I've been on Balance of Nature. And I do believe, you know, the Balance of Nature really has such a positive effect. I mean, you know, I'm 73 years old now, but I feel like I'm maybe 53. I thank God and I thank Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code GORKA.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you have a water treatment system for your home or business, be sure that you have your filter changed periodically. If you don't, solids can build up in the filter and your system becomes less effective. Affordable Water can make sure your system has filters with the correct micron rating. We can take care of anything else you need to have the best water available. Affordable Water, 262-0197. That's Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
In a world of boutique holidays, I'm looking at you, National Fruitcake Day. Only one is known as the Forgotten Holiday. Summer 2021, Dad is back.
That's right. Father's Day is right around the corner, and this year it's time to reward him for participating in all of your quarantine TikToks. Don't know what he wants? I'll tell you what he wants. Dad wants to lay down some sweet lines in his lawn, fire up the grill, and rest his eyes while watching some golf. But before Dad can lay down those coveted mow stripes, he needs a new Honda lawnmower from Tools for a Time. The all-new Honda HRN will make Dad king of his castle and the envy of the neighborhood. Honda lawnmowers feature Honda's exclusive micro-cut twin-blade system for exact cutting and finer clippings. Honda lawnmowers, legendary reliability from the brand you trust. So lace up those white crispy boys and head down to Tools for a Time today to pick up your new Honda in the heart of Mandarin or online at toolsforatime.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's major delays because of an accident on I-95 northbound before the south end of the Fuller Warren Bridge, blocking the left lane. Also, there's a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound before Blanding Boulevard. And there's another accident on I-10 westbound about a mile before the Cecil Commerce Center exit. Partly cloudy tonight, expect the low 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers, high 87.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's a day to just get through. Because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are hard and they are clear. Fatherlessness drives many, many bad outcomes in America, from teenage pregnancy to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes. That is 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from the grim statistics. That's why I urge you to order and watch the powerful new film. I just watched it last week, The Streets Were My Father. It features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men, from fatherlessness to gangs, from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. The end of the movie is truly astonishing. Just watch it for the last 5 minutes. To see this important and inspirational film, the streaming version, the DVDs, are available at salemnow.com. Buy a copy or copies to share for anyone you know who doesn't have a father or who doesn't believe in the power of God to change our lives. That's The Streets Were My Father at salemnow.com. We are back with Jenna Ellis. Follow her at Jenna Ellis ESQ on social media. She is the chairwoman of the Election Integrity Alliance, that national board of which I am also a member. Jenna, before we get to the one issue you wanted to discuss from the last segment, and then we'll move forward, Relief Factor. That's personal to you, isn't it?
Yes, it is, in fact. So my dad actually has been taking Relief Factor because he heard about it on your program. And we were on a 10-day vacation in Florida. And he said that after those 10 days, that it was the first time that we've gone to Florida in 17 years that we've been going there, that after the week of walking around doing a ton of stuff, he didn't have pain, joint pain, and he loved it. And he said, tell my good friend Sebastian Gorka, thank you. And so this is my dad, and it's a completely real testimonial.
It's real, guys. It is utterly real. And 10 days in Disney, that's tiring work, right?
Yes.
Picking up the grandkids and the nephews and everybody else.
Walking around the world, literally.
Real.
Yes.
It's real. God bless. I'm so excited when I hear those stories. Okay, we have to talk about what we do for the next elections, but you say there is this Latin, this legal terminology that people are saying, well, yes, he can still be president. Can you discuss that, please? It's to do with contract law, correct?
Right. So there's this case, United States versus Throckmorton, and there was a, in that opinion, the phrase fraud vitiates everything, which basically says we go back to square one. And the idea of that is that if you and I enter into a contract and I approach this in bad faith and there is fraud.
When I'm signing it.
Yes, before.
It's like like a marriage contract in the Catholic faith. If you go in as a woman knowing that I'm never going to have children and not telling your husband, that is a reason to nullify the wedding as if it never actually occurred. So
as
people are saying...
as if it never occurred.
So now they're saying, well, it applies to the election, right? Why doesn't it?
Right. No, because this isn't a contract with the American people. This is a constitutional process. And so while there are arguments that we have to deal with fraud, yes, and we should prosecute those who are responsible, again, the only constitutional procedural way to remove a sitting president is through the impeachment process. And if we can find a nexus, that is the legal term for a direct link, that Joe Biden personally was part of all of this, that is definitely a high crime and misdemeanor that would be sufficient for the impeachment process. But that is the constitutional mechanism. So we all need to recognize, and again, I get this, that everyone wants justice here. But justice, just like how we all looked at the whole BLM riots and all this stuff as conservatives going, that's not justice. That's something where you have to see that the court of law, the reason we're rule of law in this country, we have meaningful justice when the process happens, not when we take matters into our own hands. And so that's what we have to recognize, that there is a process. And when we find the fraudsters, there is a process of justice. And in terms of the 2020 election, the best thing we can do is to make sure that it never happens again, participate in the vote, secure our elections, and absolutely say to these state legislatures, you have to claim your constitutional responsibility. You can't give it over to your election administrators. And that's what we're doing.
And again, I'm not the lawyer, I'm not the constitutional law professor, but I welcome the fact that our nation has one way to get rid of a president. Because if you could get rid of presidents with, I don't know, law courts, you could get rid of them with just a plenary vote of the House of Representatives, we'd be Italy. We'd have, you know, the same situation. Italy has had, what, 75 governments since World War II. You don't want, you want to have one very special, very high process to get rid of a president. Otherwise,
there's chaos.
It's chaos, utterly. Okay, so let's talk about the next elections. The audits have to occur. We have to prevent what happened last time from happening again. I'll ask you what I asked Phil Klein when he was on the show. Where is the, I know it's multifarious, multifaceted, but where is the locus? Where is the center of gravity for this issue? If we don't want things like HR1 to be passed, we don't want a federalization of elections, is it the state legislatures? Is it the GOP in the states? Is it your new national board? Is it local activists? Where is the crux of the solution of this matter? Where is it physically located in our country?
It should be the state legislatures. And the reason for that is because the Constitution expressly gives them that power. Right now, the center of power has been delegated by the state legislatures to their executive branches. And that was the sole reason.
Or usurped by them.
Yes. But delegated in the sense that the secretaries of state were able to certify without the state legislatures reconvening, being able to look over it. It very simply, if the state legislatures would say, sorry, secretaries of state, sorry, election officials, we are not anymore going to delegate our constitutional authority. We have to certify the delegates because, hey, guess what? We're obligated to under the Constitution. Then that would remove 99.9% of what happened in 2020. Very simple legislation.
The thing that concerns me the most beyond that, if we can get the local state houses to do their job.
Hey, is, GOP, hint.
Right. Is the role of private individuals. How do we prevent a Mark Zuckerberg or a Jim Dorsey or anybody else dropping another $500 million into making sure that Democrat areas have drop boxes? What is the best process to stop that distortion happening again?
So this is where it's not a super simple fix, and we have to go back to the original idea of the Constitution and the reason that we have the Electoral College, we have this whole design, is because the founders never intended for the federal government to actually matter as much as it really does. And so the original design was that people voted for their state legislatures. That was their government. And then the state legislatures sent senators. The 17th Amendment should be repealed. That should never be by popular vote. They sent the delegates to the Electoral College. The federal government was supposed to be so infinitesimally small.
Foreign policy.
Yeah, that's it. Just securing our borders, all of those things.
Right.
So when we look at issues like that, the more complex answer is we have to go back and unwind all of the problems and actually put the emphasis and the responsibility back on the state legislatures. Do your job. Sign bills like Governor DeSantis did in Florida today. Right. Sign bills like Governor Abbott's doing in Texas.
It's funny that an immigrant has to remind Americans federal government was meant to be basically irrelevant. Find out more. Follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ. This is America First.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden marked the 100th anniversary of the massacre that wiped out a thriving black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mr. Biden spoke Tuesday of the hundreds of black people killed by a white mob a century ago and met with survivors amid an ongoing national reckoning on racial justice. Mr. Biden also announced measures to help narrow the wealth gap between blacks and whites. The Democrat will be the first president to participate in remembrances of the destruction of what was known as Black Wall Street. On May 31st and June 1st in 1921, white Tulsans burned the city's Greenwood District. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 45 points to 34,575. The NASDAQ dropped 12 points, the S&P 500 lower by 2, oil up $1.40 to close at $67.72 a barrel. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
G'day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Governor Ron DeSantis signing the Fairness in Women's Sports Act that prohibits transgender athletes who were born as males from competing against females. Signing in the Jacksonville area, the governor says this is necessary.
This has become an issue is because we've seen, particularly in other states, you would have these blatantly unfair track races and all these other things where these girls train and then they end up not being able to advance to compete in state.
Critics of the bill say it's cruel and discriminatory against transgender youth. Happening today, Duval County School Board voting on changing the names of six schools named after Confederate figures. The board meeting set for six tonight. Darius Rucker to headline Furyk and Friends concert, a salute to military service members. The Grammy Award winner with opening act Scotty McCurry will perform at Daly's Place October 5th. Tickets can be purchased starting at just $25. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Veteran broadcaster and American icon, Rush Limbaugh.
Broadcast engineer flinched. Little dead air never hurt anybody. You know, dead air always works. When nothing's coming out of the radio and you expect it to, you stop what you're doing and you pace much closer attention. It's an old veteran broadcaster's trick.
Join millions and millions of Americans who listen every day.
Everybody remembers the first time they heard this show.
Proud to be the voice of conservatism in Jacksonville and beyond. WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's major delays because of an accident on I-95 northbound before the south end of the Fuller Warren Bridge, blocking the left lane. Also, there's a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound before Blanding Boulevard. And there's another accident on I-10 westbound about a mile before the Cecil Commerce Center exit. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers, high 87.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and the Streets Were My Father.
And, of course, the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years. Because you're a friend of this show, Mike's going to give you up to 66% off his incredible line of more than 100 products. Support this great American. He's a man of God. He's a patriot. He's a truth teller. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A or call them on 800-829-8468. It just feels good to buy American. Do it today. Call 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with an individual who I can't keep track of all the things he did in the Trump administration. It's great to have a former White House colleague in the studio with me today. His name is John Zadrozny. And now, I don't know if we have a copyright issue we have to deal with here. I'll have to talk to Mr. Miller. He comes from a policy institute that has the name America First. What a wonderful name. John, welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, thank you for having me on. It's been a privilege to work with you, and I'm glad to see you again. So America First Policy Institute is basically a group of people who are committed to ensuring that America First policies are carried out in the future. And we have a unique opportunity. We were part of an administration that broke with trends in the past from other administrations, actually did take the America First mantra seriously. We are now confronted with an administration that's arguably an America Last administration.
Yes.
And so we have a unique opportunity, probably more so than any point in American history, where you have two administrations back to back that couldn't be more different. And we intend to use our research skills, our experience, our connections to draw this out and show America what good policy for Americans and American citizens is like.
Yeah, it's truly stunning how much has changed in just the scant months that Joe Biden has been in the White House. Your organization is the America First Policy Institute. Check it out. Let's get its URL up on the Chiron. John, you have a sterling track record, not only your education, but who you worked for on Capitol Hill before you came to the Trump administration. Individuals like Daryl Issa, Senator Ted Cruz. I'm going to ask you the tough question. One of the pleasures of working for Donald Trump as president was not just his iconoclastic nature, but that for him there were no sacred cows. Just because D.C. did something a certain way for 20 years, he said, well, usually that's a reason not to keep doing it like that.
Correct.
He came in and he broke China because he said the elite has failed us, whether it's establishment GOP, whether it's the Democrats. They've really betrayed America for decades. That's great, and it worked. I mean, he accomplished so much. However, the November results are the November results. We can't unbreak that egg. What I miss is, and hopefully this is going to be the remit of the Institute, but I want to see more of that, is the America, the new conservatism, whatever you want to call it, Trumpism, MAGA, AF, hasn't done a lot of the intellectual heavy lifting. You were one of the people that was injecting that thinking into the administration. Where is the organic, outside of AFPI, where is the organic flowering of America First principles outside of former Trump appointees like yourself?
Well, that's a great question. I think one of the things we're going to try and do is we're going to try and be different than the other groups who just they do a lot of babbling and they basically just all, they're thinking out loud and they don't really produce anything of value.
Well, they collect money to please their donors.
Yes. Our goal is to actually produce products and say, look, we looked at this, we looked at this, here's what we think. Maybe that gets us into the field, working with state and local leadership, where those policies are going to take root. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest problems we have is, you know, I'm speaking in my personal viewpoint, like as Republicans, if you look at the two parties, they operate very differently. I think our ideas are going to be geared toward both parties. Whoever's open to receiving them can run with them. But running for, you know, working with the states and locals and having that bulwark against the problems we're seeing at the federal level is really important. I think we've really abdicated as a nation with federalism between the states and the federal government. We've got to get them back in the game.
Are there people, we're talking to John Zadrozny of the America First Policy Institute, are there people on the left who we can talk with who actually do like America?
You know, there are a few out there. They're not very vocal for their own well-being, but there are a couple. I know there's you see it a lot on the labor side. They're quiet and they grumble a little bit behind the scenes and every now and then they say something, but unions and union labor is not being served by the Democrats' approach to illegal immigration.
Or by union management.
Correct. But there's power and money in it for them, and so their membership is secondary.
Yeah, I think, God willing, we'll see a whole new generation of union leaders after the full ramifications of the America Last policy of this administration sink in to the American class that really builds this nation every single day. We're going to continue our discussion with John Zadrozny, former colleague of mine from the Trump White House. Follow their work at AmericaFirstPolicy.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that works. Don't listen to me. Did you hear Jenna Ellis in the last segment talk about her dad, 10 days in Disneyland, and he said first time in 17 years he didn't come home aching and aching in pain from his quote-unquote vacation, having to carry the kids around the park. It's real, guys. It works. If your pain is inflammation-based, check it out right now. Order the three-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Jenna's father, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Well, accept the pain. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at BestHotGrill.com. They make the Solaire Infrared Grills, the hot, fast grills for everyday year-round grilling. You may already have a low-temperature, slow-cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine when you have the time, but you don't have to wait for the weekend with a Solaire Infrared Gas Grill, which heats to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices, grills food faster, and makes steaks, chicken, veggies, and fish so very succulent and tasty. In a matter of minutes, your family can have a healthy and great-tasting grilled dinner. And with Solaire's demo rental program, you can try before you buy, grilling all the foods your family enjoys without a salesman breathing down your neck, and see why the U.S.-made Solaire is the last grill you will ever buy. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Try before you buy with the Solaire demo rental program at BestHotGrill.com.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Expect some delays because of a multi-vehicle accident on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound before Blanding Boulevard. Also, there's a multi-vehicle crash on I-10 westbound about a mile before the Cecil Commerce Center exit. And there's another crash in the opposite direction, I-10 eastbound before the Cecil Commerce Center exit. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers. High 87.
We'll
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Here's a shocking statistic. 70% of all American children who have a parent in prison end up in prison themselves. Sad. It's tragic, but we can help break that cycle. How? We get those children. There's millions of children with a mother or father in prison right now. We get them out of those communities where they are vulnerable, where they feel ashamed and guilty for the sins and mistakes of their parents, and we get them to a safe summer camp, a Christian summer camp. That's what every single year we ask you to support. It's the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Program. You could literally be saving lives. Just $200 pays for a week for a child, for a young boy or girl to find community, fellowship and safety in a Christ-centric summer camp. Please support. And it doesn't matter if it's just $20, we'll pull it all together. If it's $1,000, that's five children. Will you make a difference today? Remember what our Lord and Savior told us. Come unto me, the little children. Please go to our website, sebgorka.com, and make a tax-deductible donation in any amount. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, at the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, or you can ring Prison Fellowship directly on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Okay. Immigration, the border. Could it be worse than it is right now? Let's ask a real expert, former deputy assistant to the president, as I was, former senior advisor for policy to President Trump. His name is John Zadrozny, and he now has a rather modest portfolio of Homeland Security, counterterrorism, China influence, and immigration at the New America First Policy Institute. John, how bad can it get? Can it get worse?
It can always get worse, Dr. Gorka.
Thanks. And
so I think that's the unfortunate lesson that we're learning here. But what's I think the American people really need to appreciate is that this is intentional. This is not some sort of Keystone Cops happenstance disaster because Joe Biden doesn't know what he's doing. They are fueling a problem which will allow them to then pivot to not do or do certain things in the future.
It couldn't be accidental. If you look at who he chose for Secretary of Homeland Security.
Correct.
I mean, this guy has, Mayorkas has a track record.
You have a gentleman who, and I used to work at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. We had something called the Mayorkas Protocols, which were designed to keep us out of the involvement in issuing visas because he intervened on behalf of Terry McAuliffe to get visas issued for a fake green company. So that's someone who should have never been confirmed to that post, but it is
so,
what it is.
So I've been there. I took my team down there. We filmed. We saw the evidence everywhere of the traffickers, 6,000 a day that we find. What is, given the human suffering, the rapes, the abuse, the sickness, everything else, explain to our listeners who don't have hearts made of shriveled black antimatter. What is the logic? Why are they literally operating something we haven't seen? There's nowhere on the planet. This is Mark Morgan made me realize this. There is nowhere on this planet. I don't care if you're Vanuatu, Mauritius, or India. Nowhere has open borders except America. How do they? What is the objective here? Truly,
I think all that pain and suffering is a price that the Biden administration is willing to pay for future amnesty. I think they just want a massive number of people in the country illegally. They want a clogged asylum system. They want a porous border so that in a year they can throw up their arms and say, well, I guess we just have to give everybody amnesty.
With the expectation that once they become naturalized citizens, 99% of them are going to vote Democrat and keep them in power forever.
That's what I would say. I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where they would allow millions of people to come in if it didn't benefit them as a party.
Right.
You know, and one thing to think about, Dr. Gorka, is that, you know, if anything happens when you spend the last 50 years aborting children in the womb, you're short about 60 million voters. And so I think you've got a situation where the party, as loud and shrill as they can be at times, and they're not all Democrats are, but many are. I think there's a sense of demographic desperation in this move.
Interesting.
That's not, I can't prove it, but to me, it just seems like they know they're shrinking, you know, and when you're a party of abortion and you've got nowhere else to turn internally because your parties or your ideas are dead, you're going to just import new people from third world countries who will vote for you because you gave them something.
That's shocking. It makes absolute sense, but it's absolutely shocking. So what is there anything that can be done until the next elections, until conservatives take back the House, the Senate, and the White House? Is it just telling the world what's happening? What is the best that we can do? What is AFPI concentrating on?
Well, we are specifically focused on the message of security first. Like, any conversations about anything else anyone wants to do are secondary to finishing the wall, providing the men and women of the Border Patrol with the authority to do their jobs, and doing other things we can to enforce immigration law internally and along the border. And I think that's a necessary prerequisite for any other conversations.
And then when it comes to what I asked in the last segment, maybe AFP could be the place. Don't we need right now, I mean like yesterday, to start the detailed and the comprehensive discussion? Because this isn't about one man. This isn't just about Donald Trump. This is about America. Shouldn't we begin the all-encompassing discussions on what America first, what MAGA means, or what conservatism means in the 21st century?
All right, yes. And so one of the biggest challenges we've got is defining America first, because I think some people have taken the term and used it, but it has nothing to do with focusing on the country or the citizenry. But I think those are the two things. Is it good for the United States, and is it good for the American people? And if it's not, it's just not something we're going to consider. And it's got to focus on citizens. I think it's a very important thing.
What a radical concept, that doing things for Americans is a good thing.
Go figure.
That's the crazy upside-down world we live in. He is now the director of the America First Policy Institute Center for Homeland Security and Immigration. We need to get you back. We need to talk maybe counterterrorism.
I'm available. All right? Love to.
And immigration, counterterrorism. In the meantime, check out John Zadrozny and the whole team at America FirstPolicy.com. That's a good name for an organization. AmericaFirstPolicy.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, host of America First here on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that works. Try it for yourself. What have you got to lose? Just listen to one of Relief Factor's incredibly satisfied customers, Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That could be you, that should be you, but there's only one way to find out, and it's so very easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It costs a paltry $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Call them now, 800-500-8384. It'll arrive at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Do it today.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com.
Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because of a multi-vehicle accident on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound before Blanding Boulevard. Also, there's a multi-vehicle crash on I-10 westbound about a mile before the Cecil Commerce Center exit. And there's another crash in the opposite direction, I-10 eastbound before the Cecil Commerce Center exit. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low of 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers. High 87.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
I don't know who that man is, but God bless him. That is footage from just outside Mar-a-Lago, where the 45th President of the United States lives today, and somebody for Memorial Day, because it's not just a long weekend, you know, went there to play taps right outside the club. John Zadrozny is probably right. There's only one way to justify, it's not justification, to understand what the left is doing to this country. They thought they could kill God. And then with their secular worship of all things material and their hedonistic, godless philosophies, they ended up doing what? Enjoying themselves, living the Epicurean good life, as opposed to sacrificing, building, and having children, and making the family. The family is the center of our civilization. But not if you're a leftist, a progressive, if you're a modern Democrat who worships Greta Thunberg and thinks you need a mask after you've been vaccinated. So if you don't have babies, if you don't replace your population, what happens? You run out of voters. You run out of taxpayers first, and then you run out of voters. So the dastardly justification for everything we're witnessing at the border, the need to make new voters, to let in millions. This year alone, it will be more than 2 million illegal aliens crossing into America, who eventually, at the stroke of a pen, sleepy, creepy, or cackling, it's only a 3-day weekend, Kamala will turn into U.S. citizens. Not the way I did, not legally, just de facto created citizens who they think will vote for them forever. Truly heinous, truly dastardly. That's why we redouble our efforts. We get involved. God bless you all, my friends. Now decide how you're going to get engaged. And whichever option you choose, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up and never give in. And now more than ever, stay frosty.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up two for one like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwood's in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.
WBOB News Time.